Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest so round.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do, like listening to all the archives. We have over 3,000 archives of past shows that you can listen to by category, by Brain Trust member, even by date, by topic. We got all those, all that there and sorted out so that you can find it easily and conveniently. And also the same way for articles, hundreds and hundreds of articles that either I have written or our Brain Trust members have written. And don't forget all the other stuff. And don't forget the fact that you can listen to the replay of the show every day for 24 hours until it's replaced with the next show. And of course, that means the Friday show is up all weekend. So you can go back, and if you want to pick up a website that you didn't hear, that you didn't remember, or if you just want to hear one thing that somebody said, I know that happens a lot. Just go back and check out the archives or the replay. And by the way, most days, every interview that I do any given day is an archive by the end of the day. So that's for your convenience. That way if you know who the guest was, you can go find them in our Brain Trust and listen just to that interview. And they're clipped out. All the commercials are clipped out. It's just the interview, and I think you'll like that part. Jan Norman is our guest. She's with us. She's an award-winning journalist and works at the Orange County Register out in beautiful California, Southern California. And for a long time now, she's been writing about small business issues. She's got a bunch of books out, including Starting Your Own Business, including Marketing Your Own Business. And ordinarily, when Jan joins us, we talk about marketing. But she's got a new book that she's working on, and she's learned some things about financing our business. That's what the new book's all about. That I want her to share some of those ideas with us. Jan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. By the way, did you know that this is National Hugging Day?
Oh, well, I'll give you an oral hug. How's that?
There you go. You got it. And did you know, Jan, that you got to have 5 a day just for maintenance?
Well, I'll have to run out and hug my husband.
There you go.
And hug my kids.
Well, yeah, see, I mean, and listen, that's just for maintenance. That's not even for flourishing.
Oh, well. You learn something every day. Don't you love this business?
When you're on this show, you do. Absolutely. Jan, you've been kind of going in a new direction, haven't you, on your writing?
Well, I think that the books that I do, I try to do ones that I think that will help business owners, and either the ones that are newbies starting their businesses, or how are they growing it. And so the next natural book to do after you've done about starting and marketing is where do you get the capital to run those businesses. And so the book that I just finished, it'll be out in July, is What No One Ever Tells You About Financing Your Own Business.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to well, hundreds of people, really, but the book contains 101 stories about the various ways that business owners got the capital to either start their business or to grow it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as you well know, the number one source, of course, is yourself.
Right.
All the various ways you tap into your own resources. But there are a number of programs that are out there. And the creativity that people come to when they're really passionate about starting or growing their business. Just to give you an example, just a real small example, one gal, every time she would run low on her money, she was a one-person consulting business, she would run out to the Friends of the Library book sale. She would get some pretty technical, expensive books, and she would buy them very cheaply and then be
right.
able to turn around and sell them, and it would give her enough capital to float her through on some of that cash flow problems. And so, just little stories like that. But for the most part, people are really turning to themselves, to their families, and to their friends. And that's a real tough thing for people to do sometimes.
Well, it is. And I'll tell you, though, you're on to something, Jan. I'm glad you decided to devote a new book to this issue. And when was it going to be available, by the way?
It'll be out in July. It'll be in bookstores in July.
Well, I expect you to launch that on the show.
Oh, Okay, I would love to do that.
And of course, we're introducing it to them now, folks. I hope you'll anticipate this, because Jan, the reason I say you're onto something, and we just talked about this one aspect of this in the previous interview with Mike Menzies, our resident banker of the Brain Trust. Jan, the 21st century is finding small business owners needing capital for things that typically haven't been bankable,
mm-hmm.
meaning intangible things.
Right.
And we're finding new business models that people are developing that many bankers are not really all that comfortable with, because a banker understands how a machine makes the factory go faster and more efficiently and therefore produces more money. And they understand that. Plus, that machine's got a serial number.
Absolutely, yeah.
But a lot of the things that a lot of the small business owners that you talk to are more likely to develop web content that doesn't have a serial number than they are to buy a new machine for a factory.
And, you know, in defense of the bankers is that they really are not risk takers. You know, that isn't what their whole model is
supposed
to be.
Capital is a coward.
That's right. And I found wide differences in the way that different bankers dealt with their business owners as well. Some of them were more than accommodating, and other people could not find a banker that would deal with them and really then had to turn to, say, for example, the equipment suppliers. Wound up a lot of times being the financier of the equipment that they got.
Right. That's a lot of that's going on these days.
Right. And so when you get into things that are intangible, like you say, with content, we have a service society in which everyone is working with ideas. They are what they have to sell are their ideas, their expertise, their consulting abilities, and that's a very tough thing to take to the bank and say, "How would you like to give me some money on this?" And most of the time, that banker says, "Do you have a house that we can tap into the equity in?"
Let me see the wife's jewelry or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's an interesting thing that people will take. Let's say they're financing a business or they're want to start up a business, or even to get the capital to continue, they are they will take inheritances.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think, oh, I get an inheritance, and oh, you know, maybe I can buy a new car, or we can go on a vacation. Entrepreneurs take that money and they put it into their business.
Yeah,
and so a lot of what happens with business owners is that the sacrifice they're giving up other things in order to grow that business.
And more people are taking retirement, early retirement, and starting their own business. And when they take that early retirement, they're taking out their 401k and other assets out of the retirement, and they're deploying it in interesting ways in their new small businesses. Jan has some ideas about that when we come back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. We're visiting with our good friend Jan Norman, the author of Starting Your Own Business, the author of Marketing Your Own Business. Actually, the titles are What No One Ever Tells You About Starting Your Own Business and What No One Ever Tells You About Marketing Your Own Business. And the new one is What No One Ever Tells You About Financing Your Business. Is that right?
Right.
All right. And that's coming out in July.
Right.
And we'll be telling you more about that in the months ahead. Jan, one of the things that you identified in as you were doing your research, and that I actually know a person who's done this, is taking early retirement or just retirement and taking the 401k money and doing some interesting things to capitalize a small business. Tell us about that.
It's a new program, well, fairly new program anyway, within the last few years, in which you, if you take your money straight out of your 401k, there's a stiff penalty if you're under, 59 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So this way you can actually create as a business owner what would be a retirement plan. It's called an entrepreneur's retirement plan, and put your money in there and then borrow or loan, make a loan, because the money needs to be invested, you make a loan of that money in your own business. Now, you are risking your retirement money in order to fund your business. Mm-hmm. But as you know, you have to have some faith in the business you're starting or financing in order to even open it. But But that way, if you did lose the money, you don't have to pay that penalty. You do
so. There's
lose
no
your
penalty if you take the money out.
The way it's structured now, that's right.
Right. So basically, you establish an ESOP, don't you? Employee stock option plan.
Yeah, and the investment that money is being put to is your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of putting it in the stock market, you put it in, right?
Which is, if you think about it, is no different from when a larger business does an ESOP. It's just it's on a smaller scale.
That's right. And they're opening up. You're seeing the government have an appreciation for smaller businesses and opening up some things that have been available to big businesses for a long time. And this would be one example. You do have to realize, though, that you are putting that at risk, so you're going to work real hard in order to save your own retirement. But that's what you're running that business for in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You're building it. You're trying to build something and do something for other people, of course, but also have something at the end. So when you can't work anymore, you've got something for yourself.
This is just an example of how capitalizing our small businesses is becoming more creative and is going to continue to becoming more creative. It's going to have to be, Jan, because of the landscape of small business these days. You know, as you've heard me say before, Jan, and I was saying this in the last century, the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. This is our century. We're emerging as a major, we've always been significant, but we're emerging as a major on the radar force. And we're doing things that small business owners are doing things that small business owners have never done before. We're becoming critical partners.
Absolutely.
With big businesses.
Yeah.
And we're doing it with things that are non-typical, for non-traditional, especially with regard to the 20th century. And we've got to have some non-traditional ways of capitalizing that, don't we?
Right. I think that, you know, when I was young, the whole idea was, oh, you get out of college and you go to work for IBM and you get the gold watch and, you know, that's it. And as it became clear that you were no longer going to have that one job forever and ever, and people were working for more and more companies and getting laid off, quite frankly, and saying, I can do this better. I'm not going to trust the corporation to be my daddy, and start saying, well, hey, I can do this for myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very healthy thing for people to see, and to trust their own abilities and skills and team up with other people who have ability and skills. And you're really seeing a lot of that now. And being able to finance that is going to be a big key in the 21st century.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, the SBA has said over the last few years that there are 800,000 new businesses started every year, and that by 2010 there will be 1 million new small businesses annually.
Jim, you probably run into this where people, even if they do have a job, are starting businesses on the side I'm not going to trust this job, or I have some creativity within me, so I'm going to have this side venture. So I think that's a very healthy thing, and I think it's one reason why we see a big disparity between the statistics when you ask companies how many people are on your payroll,
mm-hmm.
and you turn to the households and say, how many of you have a job?
Right.
And they look at themselves and they say, I've got this small business and this is my job. And I hired me. That's right. And that's a very healthy thing. I think people are starting to really, that self-dependence has always been a great sign of American ingenuity is really coming through in those numbers.
Well, what happened is job security has always been a myth. The only difference between now and 10 or 20 years ago is we now know it's a myth.
That's right. We admit it.
We know we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. And things are different these days. And so I think that's really, and that's another reason why I think this is the century of the entrepreneur. And folks, one of the smart people who are helping us come into this 21st century in the century of the entrepreneur and be more successful is our good friend Jan Norman, the author of a number of books on starting your own business, marketing your own business. These books are available wherever books are sold, aren't they, Jan?
That's right. And, of course, Amazon.com
right.
and BarnesandNoble.com.
Do you have a website of your own you want to give us?
I do. SmallBusinessResources.com.
Check it out, folks. Thanks, Jan. Next time, we'll see you.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with our good friend Jorian Clark. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. You know the first
time. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.